Sorry about that. That was Paul Pate who asked for the La Curacacha, which you may or may not remember. Guest Mr. Paul Lazarus. Do you remember that?
Indeed.
You do? Do you remember that sound?
Yeah.
That shows your age then,
doesn't it? It does indeed.
Because, and I'm not sure, I always thought it was just coming from the disabled section in the churchman's end, that sound. But it was every match you'd get it, especially if there was a goal, wouldn't you?
You would, yeah.
And do you know anything about it?
No idea what prompted it. I just remember hearing it. So.
Well, there you go, Tony. That's for you. We did play it once before because us oldies can remember it, but we can't really trace why it became a thing. Should we have it back as our theme?
Possibly not.
Possibly not. Okay, as I said, my guest is Paul Lazarus. You must get... I've asked you this the last time you were on. Lots of quips about your surname, do you?
Not so much these days, but no. I used to, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Paul is a season ticket holder at the town, and before we go into anything like talking about last night or controversy on Saturday, what have you made of it so far, this season in general, and Mr. McKenna in general?
Oh, it's just a breath of fresh air, isn't it? I probably, like several other people, had sort of struggled through the years of McCarthy and Lambert and Hurst and et al. And I must admit, lost a lot of incentive to go. And then McKenna comes in and I see some games towards the end of last season. I just thought, wow, it's like we're playing a different sport. You know, the man has set us up so well. He's utilised people incredibly well. He's obviously tactically, he's very astute. And it's actually a pleasure to go down there now. It's a pleasure to actually anticipate the game on a Saturday,
yeah,
as opposed to sort of thinking, oh, we're just going to lob it up the park and hope, you know. And
yeah.
I mean, it's easy on the eye. Okay, we all go and hope they're going to win. But even if they don't win, they're playing a brand of football that I think most people would say was pleasurable, you know.
And they're winning plaudits not only for the brand of football, but for the... possession stats.
Oh,
I think we have the
incredible
highest possession stats. Someone came up with a silly stat. Well, it's not silly, actually. It's quite impressive. Front foot possession or something, i.e. possession in the opposition half. We're top there as well.
Yeah,
is,
and
it's easy to have possession in your own half, isn't it? Relatively.
Sure, sure. And I imagine also they must be amongst the best for getting the ball back.
Yes.
Once they've lost it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that was always a thing about Barcelona in the, you know, under what's his name, and Pep, and you know, we all marvelled at their football and Messi and so on, and but the other side to it was they would act in packs, wouldn't they? And get the ball back as soon as possible.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think not so much Saturday, but certainly against MK Dons. I mean, MK Dons couldn't get out. I mean, we're pressing them so quickly.
Yeah.
I didn't think we did it quite so well Saturday, actually. But
we did towards the end.
Towards the end, yeah. But to start with, whereas perhaps Milton Keynes played in our hands a little bit, trying to pass it around their own penalty.
Well, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
But we got very good at getting the ball back. I think. I just think what he's done well. Some credits have got to go to the last manager in that he got some good players in, but didn't seem to be able to utilise them as well as McKenna does. And McKenna has turned some obviously quite good footballers into a unit that functions well together.
Yeah.
And someone like Wolf and Dern, Danasian's, as everyone says, has been an absolute revelation.
Yeah.
You know, and that right-hand side now with Chaplin alongside him, it looks superb. I think they need to do a bit more, perhaps down the left, and he's signed Davis, who I'm still not 100% sure about. But funny enough, I do like Lee.
Yeah, and I know there's a few on Twitter and social media saying that they prefer Lee, and I think
Lee will play
at
Saturday.
The start. Do you think so?
Yeah. But I think Akron and Stanley are the type of side that he'd be good against. But,
yeah.
But Davis, he's improved, but they're still very raw, I think, at times.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
He reminds me a bit of Thompson, not in his style, but he doesn't particularly want to go past his fullback if he can help it, does he?
No.
Whereas Lee would.
Yeah.
Well, he does seem to. Did Lee play all the game yesterday, do you know, or not?
I don't know.
He scored, though, didn't he?
He did, yeah. So, it was a good error. Yeah.
Absolutely. Have you anything else to impart before we go into tweets, etc.?
Obviously, I think there'll be tougher tests to come, in that if you look who they've played, you know, they're not too high. But although I've noticed since we beat MK Dons, they've actually improved.
Yeah.
Bolton and no mugs, I don't think. But obviously, next month we've got Sheffield Wednesday, Plymouth away, those two games. And then we've got Portsmouth at home the Saturday after that. So that will tell a tale, I think. But I think it's a sort of league where most people can beat
each other.
Yeah,
as well,
on any given day. I don't think there's an actual... you've got a divine right to beat anyone, and I think that's that sort of league. I don't think it's brilliant, but it's certainly very competitive, you know.
Absolutely, and even Accrington, apparently they Accrington Stanley, even they haven't lost a game yet.
No, they haven't.
So,
no.
So that's not going to be easy.
No, but I think we'll beat them.
You do?
Yeah. I was going to say don't quote me, but everyone knows now.
We will quote you, of course. We will. Shall we go into tweets and emails and questions, etc.? These are, as per usual, as they came in. This is Alex Morton. Is the panel over one, Saturday's disallowed goal, and or two, God, Clive Thomas disallowing two Brian Hamilton goals in the FA Cup semi-final replay in 1975? He's put... For himself, he's put, in the answer to one, he's put yes. He has got over it. I'm not sure how. Two, no, not yet. Well, I'm with you there, Alex. I haven't got it. No. I certainly haven't got over that 75 thing. That was just blatant bias.
75 was just awful.
Cheating.
As he said, to disallow another Hamilton goal when he played for Everton.
Yeah, he did it again, didn't he?
Yeah, he did it again. And I think the referee sat, and it was similar in that, I think he wanted it to be all about him.
Yeah.
And he seemed to go out of his way to be awkward. And if he didn't realise what our opponents were doing, then there's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
You know, and there was one guy went down like he'd been shot, realised nothing had happened, and then raced up the park. Well, just book him for cheating.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you've got to do. And instead of playing at the goalkeeper's hands and walking up to him and saying you're wasting time, just book him, and then next time you're off.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's in the rules. I think Saturday, I mean, if you look at the Haaland goal he scored, where he almost tore past two defenders, ball played in, it was very physical, and it was allowed. I mean, it's a competitive, physical game, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, I just thought 3-1, the game's dead, isn't it? That's it.
Well, we probably would have gone on the scoreboard
But it was just frustrating more than anything.
Yeah, you know? But as far as 1975, I hope you...
No, I haven't got over that, and I've... it was awful.
I think you'll find, Alex, I think I remember reading this at the time, that Clive Thomas had been on the books of that lot up the Rood, either as a player or as something to do with behind the scenes, and if it wasn't that lot, he was involved with West Ham either as a player or that lot up the road either as a player, and the one he wasn't involved with as a player, he was involved with in the office or something, secretary or something. So he was involved with both those clubs. So we're playing West Ham and it's Ipswich Town. He's got every single reason in his head to cheat, and because it wasn't televised either, was it? It wasn't live television. There was just a couple of highlights, because good old Liverpool were playing in some poxy trophy, weren't they? So,
and then to get him in 78 in the other semi-final.
Yeah, I think he was, by that time he knew that, you know, Robson had already had a go at him over and over again, hadn't he? And, but no, terrible referee, and he's still alive.
Is he?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you know when he dies. but as for Saturday's
game, I don't think I'm quite that bitter.
No, I know. As for Saturday's game, I'm still not over it really, but it's not quite so bad as the Clive Thomas. So thanks for that, Alex. Mullet, I love Sam Morsi. With the quality of Edwards and Humphreys last night, are we now well stocked with attacking service in the squad?
Well, can I give a shout out to Luke Evans, who I thought had a superb... Lee Evans, isn't it?
Oh, Lee Evans.
Evans, not Luke.
Lee Evans, you've been, yes.
Who I thought had a superb game Saturday. I've never been his biggest fan, but I thought he was excellent on Saturday. So, I mean, Humphreys is obviously one for the future and looks going to be a class player and a lot of
It's interesting that they,
our good judges seem to rate him
high. And they didn't send him out on loan, which they everyone thought they would do. But I'm wondering if McKenna said, actually, I think this guy could well be good enough to...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Morsi's a class apart, I think. And
Morsi is, yeah.
And will score goals and just dominate games.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't allow himself to get wound up every game, which is,
there was something that happened off the ball on Saturday, wasn't there? Yeah. I'm not sure. I actually really didn't see it. And had I seen it, I wouldn't have mentioned it. Yeah. But yeah, Edwards and Humphrey. Edwards, of course, until his injury, was a magical player, wasn't he? And he had a fairly good game last night.
He made three goals, didn't he? And, what I saw of it looked very good.
I think with the injuries to...
Because he got Ball as well.
Yeah, and Keogh, of course.
Yeah.
Back to Ipswich after all these years. Because he was an academy guy, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was, But a lot of the QPR fans were sad to see Ball go.
Yeah,
so that,
I understood.
That would be interesting.
I understood. And it, but I think he's probably more your Morsi replacement, isn't he, if Morsi does get...
Yeah, possibly.
He's that sort of steely player.
Yeah. I do like what little I've seen of Humphrey, so I must admit.
Yeah, no, same here. And I think especially with, we don't know, at time of recording, we don't know how serious Aluko or Chaplin's injuries are, do we?
Well, I think Chaplin would be a huge loss, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, Aluko's a big loss as well, but Chaplin's playing some lovely football.
Yes.
I mean, his touch is
fab,
his movement is just amazing, I think, you know. With him and Burns, they're always going to terrorise left side of defences, I think. Yeah.
So I think having people like... well, Edwards is certainly, and of course Humphreys in reserve. I think we need them, don't we?
Yeah.
We need players like that because otherwise we lose.
I think the main concern really is going away from the question a bit is probably up front, in that there's this question now of, there's a sort of certain school of thought that says we need a striker who can get 20 goals a season against what other people are saying now. Well, collectively we're scoring goals.
Mm. And Ladapo did actually notch one at last night.
Yeah.
So hopefully the floodgates will open, as they say. Good old cliches. This is from Jules. Hello, Jules. Good evening, GB. Good evening, oh holy one.
Called worse.
Yeah. Willow said, are we going to Wembley in the Pizza Cup? And if you want a ticket, she has 30 already for sale. Yeah, Willow's his granddaughter, and she's a bit of a crook, by all accounts. In and out of penitentiaries, etc., etc. And when she comes out, it's usually because she's escaped. Question from me. Hope you're all right, Willow, by the way. Yeah, I'll have one of them tickets, please. Give you a fiver.
Didn't Rotherham do the double last year? Didn't they get to the final of the Pizza Cup and also get promoted?
Don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. Yeah. I've never really gone for the Pizza Cup at the moment. But anyway, question from me. Who do you think we will sign before the deadline tomorrow? And will Mr. Bond be one of them? Love from us both. Thank you, Jules. Thank you, Willow. What do you think? I hear rumours seems to be that Bond won't be coming. Do you think we'll sign anyone?
Well, the thing with Kieran and Mr. Ashton is that things get done... And you haven't heard anything about it.
No, and it's
unlike
someone,
previous managers when it rumbles on for weeks and weeks, and even having a building, and sometimes they don't sign. So who knows? I mean, I'd very much like them to sign a striker, but so would the fans of so many other clubs. Yeah. I dare say, you know.
And it's almost certain that if and when they do sign someone, A, it may not be a striker, and B, if it is, we wouldn't have heard of him or something.
Well, exactly. I don't think it'll be Bond, but. Again, I've got no insight into it. So.
No.
I think a lot of the games that Kieran saw him towards the end of last season, he didn't score and he wasn't...
Although he had personal problems then, didn't he? So
yeah,
we don't know how much that played on him. But thanks for that, Jules. Dean Mitchell. Hi, GB. From Saturday, all I can say is bleep, 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 referee. Absolutely agree with you there. Truly shocking. Last night was very enjoyable. Keogh and Ball did very well and just did the simple thing. Let's hope today brings us someone good and unexpected. Sam Smith from Cambridge would be good. Is he the brewer? Thanks for that, Dean. Yeah, as you could be right, it would be someone that we're not expecting. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that happens.
Yeah, they sort of come left field, don't they?
I
wouldn't profess to know who he's after. And,
no.
It might be that we don't get anyone. You don't know.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be the worst thing, but, you know, is there? There's a January window.
January window, isn't there?
That could be the big one. Marcus Stewart. Yeah, Marcus Stewart. He's still free, still alive. Mrs. Nuts, how did you feel about that pink kit last night? It matched your Saturday match socks, TP. Yeah, I quite like it. I think I might just wear pink everywhere now. I got so much stick about wearing Crocs.
Did you?
And then I got double stick for wearing Crocs with socks.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
No, seriously. And then there started to be a bit of a debate and anger and people were dying and bloodshed. And then I was abroad a couple of weeks ago and I thought, well, I'm going to get a stick for Crocs. I'm going to find some really, truly horrendous Crocs, or colourful, shall we say,
right.
And in Rotterdam, and I found some really brightly coloured ones to go with my pink socks, which my friend Nicky had sent to me.
I didn't realise it was a fashion show as well. Fashionista. As well.
The theory is, if you're going to get a stick, you might as well deserve it properly. Go over the top.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Nuts. Cognitive Dissidence. Love the show. Thank you, mate. Do the panel believe Freddie Ladapo will now go on a rich vein of scoring after his first goal last night? Keep up the good work. Cheers, mate.
I think
that's what we hope, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's,
I mean, hope maybe against possible expectation.
Yeah.
But in fairness to him, the role he plays is not easy, I don't think. You know, he's up there and he's got to bring players into it.
He is a lone figure.
Yeah. And it's not as if he's got a player playing off him all the while. But he scored goals previously. And I mean, I don't know. I think we need something a bit more personally. But let's hope that the goal he got last night just sort of does his confidence the world of good and goes off and scores a few now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's if he starts.
I think he'll score more than Jackson would, personally.
Yeah, I think the jury is still out on Jackson.
I don't think he's a great goal scorer.
No, I mean, he does stretch defenders.
Yes,
when he comes on at the end, you know, he can tire already tiring defenders out. Mikey Penty-Smith, hello Mikey, was disappointed when I arrived at the Greyhound last Saturday at 12:45 to hear that you'd already been slung out, GB. If Chaplin and Luluco are out, what is our best forward line? So that's his actual question. Well, I was still there at 12:45, Mikey. I didn't see you at all, and I was sitting outside, so I don't know why you missed me, unless you went in that back bar and then just snuck out because you were too embarrassed or something. But I don't know. I was there, and I've since read the thread that followed, and I was getting all sorts of abuse. No, I was there, Mikey. You just didn't want to see me. You just played hard to get, didn't you? And if Chaplin and Luco are out, what is our best forward line? There you go.
Well, I think they rarely play with the two of them together anyway. One tends to replace the other. I think he'd probably play the Arsenal boy, John Jules.
Yeah.
Instead of Chaplin, I don't know.
I suppose he would, yeah. And
and play Harness the other side and the Dapo in the middle.
Yeah. Although, there's still got... Look, Edwards can... He's a tricky little bloke to stick behind, I think
he's sort of more of a sub than a star.
This is from Izzy, email. I know the big talking point this week will be an awful decision by the referee on Saturday, but Town let in two soft goals. That's true. This isn't the first time soft goals have been conceded, often from a mistake by the defence. Do you and your brilliant guest think this is a problem? Brilliant. Also... Do you think team rotation may become a problem? We had loads of rotation under Cook and it proved to be a big problem. The team was never settled and constant changes meant no little partnerships built up in various areas of the team. Problems McKenna addressed when he first arrived. I know we're doing really well at the moment, but other teams are still finding their feet, and if they settle and develop as a team, we might face problems later in the season. Thoughts on, defensive mistakes. But I think. Do you think that's a problem? Firstly,
I think actually the only time teams have looked like scoring against us is when we've virtually given the ball away on the edge of the box.
Yeah.
Certain players have done it. Having said that, I mean, as a unit, I think the three of them in the middle have played very well. The two goals Saturday were poor.
Yes,
I totally agree. Concur. The second, the header, I mean, there was no one near the guy. Absolutely no one near him. Because we're marking... Not man to man, we're marking the other system, they do, and marking space effectively. I think the other question was about
rotation.
I think he's doing fine. I think he said that he wants two players for each position virtually, and I don't think he's rotating for the sake of it. I think he's rotating in certain areas which he can rotate. And I mean, he's basically kept the same back three. Okay, you could argue that Burgess could come in at times. Obviously, Morsey's nailed on in the middle, and at the moment, up front, I would have said that's probably where he's changing it mostly. But if Wes and Chaplers are fit, I mean, I think they play, to be honest. I think it's just occasionally he's rotated, because I mean, the week when he won at Burton and Shrewsbury, it was a busy week. You can't in the current environment expect the same 11 to do it. But where he's done well, he's got, I say, he's got cover for most positions, hasn't he?
And as you alluded at the beginning, they're all playing the same system, so they know it inside out, so it's not like bringing a
It's not like, you know, under Lambert or
where it's
Hurst. It's just change for sake of change.
This is from Slower Ball. Hello, Slower Ball. Good evening, Blazzy. Good evening, Lazzy. Love the show. 6-0, irrespective of the competition or the opposition, a great win. Clearly, we have now a genuine competition for players, with some players needing the minutes. The confidence and positivity last night reflects where we currently are and represents the progress we have made. Long may it continue. The transfer window closes at 11 p.m, with Huddersfield and now West Brom showing an interest in Simpson, an issue not as binary or as one-sided as many fans believe. Does the panel think that we don't need any more additions, given we're playing well, scoring freely, and seem to have enough strength in depth in most departments? If not, where do you think we need to strengthen? Bon is still on the radar, by all accounts, but one of our own or not, for me, is not good enough. Sorry, I am but one voice. Thoughts? Good day to you. Keep smiling. God bless Mogger, who's just gone to Sunday.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
Briefly, Paul? Thanks for that, Slower.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Bond's the answer. I tend to agree with that. 6-0 was a good win. I mean, you've got to look at the opposition, in fairness, no disrespect to Northampton. But I think McKenna has obviously got his sights on the main prize, which is the league.
Yes.
And as for signings, as I said earlier, I don't know. They often come out of nowhere, you know, and we've signed someone. And I quite like that, actually.
Yes.
I mean, this Hurst thing has rumbled on for weeks and weeks, and now apparently he might be off to Blackburn.
Yeah, it looks like that one's tied up, doesn't it? Yeah, no, I agree. And briefly, we have Achington Stanley on Saturday. What are your thoughts? And if Aluko and Chaplin don't make it, which sounds like they won't, who do you think will fit in that little
gap? If either of them don't make it, Harness will obviously start, as
quite
opposed to being on the bench.
I think he should anyway, yes.
Yeah, I think he'll start anyway. And Ladapo will lead. I think they'll need a fairly strong physical side on Saturday, like the one they took to Burton.
Burgess back in, do you think, maybe?
Don't know. I quite like Edmonton, but I certainly would play Lee at left back or left wing.
Yes, I
back.
Think a lot of people agree with you. You know, and finally, what score, quickly?
I think we'll win 2-1.
2-1. Thank you for that, Paul. Good to have you on again. Till
Thank
next
you.
Week. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.